Good evening. It's Monday, October 20th, 2025, and I'm Paige Estrotori, presenting your daily update from Financial Services Online. Let's dive into the latest Australian industry news. Our first story, motor vehicle finance, has come under the microscope. The Australian Securities and Investments Commission, otherwise known as ASIC, has fired up a comprehensive review of this sector. Starting back in March, the review is keying into practices around responsible lending, loan management, and dispute resolution. ASIC isn't pulling any punches either. Just look at the current legal proceedings out against Money3 Loans, Diamond Wheels, and Keo Automotive. Expect the Commission's initial findings later this year, as it aims to better protect consumers and guide them towards responsible financial decision-making. Now, speaking of vehicles, have you heard about the latest move from Bank Australia in the quest for sustainability? As of February, they've pulled the plug on financing new petrol, diesel, and hybrid vehicles. With their eyes on the prize of net zero emissions by 2035, the bank's all in on electric. If you're thinking about a loan for a new ride, it'll need to run on batteries. There's been a worrying trend, though. An uptick in car loan delinquencies has raised red flags. With inflation, higher interest rates, and less wiggle room for refinancing implicated, it's younger Australians bearing the brunt. Sure, the number of repos is up, but it's actually the ripple effect that could upset the apple cart. Fears are growing that it might spill over into other areas. Think home loans. So, it pays to check your financial health and not just the price tag when you're car shopping. Our final story looks to the Reserve Bank of Australia. They're mulling over extra interest rate cuts in response to the state of the economy. The cash rate's already had three trims this year, taking it down to 3.6%. But with inflation nodding up and unemployment rising, further cuts could be on the horizon. And that's it for today's wrap. Remember, for all your needs in insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management, look to us at Financial Services Online. For more updates, check our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estrotori saying stay informed and see you next time.